Let Ferguson's knowledgeable product experts kick off your next kitchen or bath project with the latest in touch and hands-free faucets, high-performance gas ranges, or low-decibel dishwashers. They're really quiet. Request your appointment today at FergusonShowrooms.com. The best decision ever.
Visit Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery in Nashville to discover a wide selection of Whirlpool appliances. From refrigeration to laundry, there's no brand better than Whirlpool. Find out more at FergusonShowrooms.com.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Clay Travis joins us every Friday. And we've seen him a lot this week. All you got to do is look over our shoulder at the Fox Sports setup, and the video is on a loop. I don't know how much makeup, Clay, you were wearing for this video shoot, but you are a beautiful man in the video I've been seeing all week.
It's funny, last night I got into an elevator with James Harrison. He's been on Lock It In, my television show that airs at 3:30 Central Time on FS1 every day, and I introduced myself because I hadn't met him before face to face, and the very first thing he said to me was, "You look a lot better on television." So literally was the first sentence he said in response after I introduced myself.
Clay, with a week for the Super Bowl that has not produced a lot of news, your feud with Barstool Sports has really taken a bit of the spotlight here. Where does this stand right now after you received an email inviting you to go on their show?
Well, it was the email was actually
the other
offering
way around.
Up their talent to come on,
okay.
To come on my show. I just, certainly I've never really, to my knowledge, banned anybody from appearing on, from any location from appearing on the show. But I knew it would really upset them when I reposted it. But it's a one-way feud. I don't really have anything against them. But certainly it benefits me that they're so angry about me that they keep talking about me. So, I'm not going to complain.
Clay, was the PR firm fired, as was promised in the tweet? That's what I want to know next, if he actually fired the woman who did that.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, I didn't follow up. I just, screenshotted the offer and posted it on Twitter. And again, I would, I don't think I've ever banned anybody from coming on the show. Now, I've had a lot of places ban people from coming on my show, but I've never had anybody that I've said, like, oh, I absolutely refuse to put that person on.
Clay Travis with us. Clay, the fact that Portnoy is tweeting you at 3:30 in the morning, have you ever tweeted a dude at 3:30 in the morning?
Not only tweeted, wrote an entire article on his website at 3:30 in the morning. No, I'm very confident that I have not tweeted or texted another man at 3:30 in the morning, and that's despite the fact that I get up at oftentimes 4:30 in the morning. But I don't remember when I would have been tweeting another man at 3:30 in the morning.
I was thinking maybe like Hawaii's coach after they missed the over or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, there might have been times when I think about it that I've been out late night and somebody has you lost somebody. Like, there might have been a time I've texted Withrow at 3:30 because he's vanished.
Welfare check.
Withrow for like 40 years has had the worst phone in America. I know it's only like 36, but his phone dies more frequently than any person I've ever met in my life.
Clay, we had a nice romantic evening at the media party on Tuesday night with the photo booth session. The media party was cool. Overall, though, what do you think about the city of Atlanta hosting this event? You've been to a lot of Super Bowls now like us.
Here's a hint. It sucks.
Paul's not a fan. I'm a little bit indifferent, but I'd say it's on the low end of Super Bowl host cities. What do you think about Atlanta this week?
The positive I would say is everything is relatively close together. I mean, that's what matters to me most of all, right? I like good weather, and I like everything being close together. It has been cold, not as cold as Minnesota, but I don't feel like it's been sprawling. And sometimes that's very frustrating, where you have to get on a bus and ride a long way to be able to do everything that you need to do from a work perspective. I do know the stadium's phenomenal, so I think if you're lucky enough to have a ticket, you know, the experience itself is going to be pretty extraordinary. To me, Atlanta is very much of kind of a generic big American city. I don't know that I felt like this location feels particularly unique. Like next year, I think in Miami, when you have the beach and you have everything else, I think when Nashville does the draft, you know, I think you'll be like, oh, it's a big deal that it's in Nashville, and it feels like it has a flavor that reflects the city where it's being hosted. Certainly when New Orleans has done it in the past, you kind of got that sense. There's not really that feel, at least to me, that that Atlanta feels anything other than like a big American generic metropolis, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but I don't feel like it has a particular flavor.
Clay Travis with us on the Midday 180. Clay, can you detail for us the prank that Fox Sports pulled on you this morning?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. In hour three of my show, so let me take a step back. On Tuesday, the president of Fox Sports texted me and said that the L.A. Rams had the same equipment manager for the past 53 years, and that he was a family friend, and he had some incredible stories, and they thought it would be a great story that Fox could tell that would make the NFL happy. And the president of Fox Sports texted me and said, you know, all that, and can you get this guy on the show? And I, of course, said, sure, we'll be happy to talk to him. And then I also got a call from, you know, the head of FS1 programming and the Fox Sports Radio, my Fox Sports Radio boss, all saying the same thing. Eventually, they got it scheduled, so this guy was going to join us at the top of hour three. I've never met him. I didn't know his name. I just knew that supposedly he had good stories to tell, and he'd been working 53 years for the Rams. So they brought this guy on. I started the interview. His answers were awful. Like, he seemed spacey and kind of out of it. And then suddenly, like, he reaches down and says, oh, my arm, my left arm, oh, it's really painful, like, live on the radio. And I'm kind of stunned there in silence. And then he just falls over face first on the desk. And I thought he'd had a heart attack and potentially died right there. And so, like, they have video. Like, so they were filming this for video because they said they were going to use it for promotional purposes with the NFL. And so I just froze. Like, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, this guy is dying, you know, live on the air with the radio.
You always thought you were a lady killer, but this is a whole different deal.
As I'm preparing, I'm like, well, I got to toss this to break. So I'm about to toss this to break. And as I'm about to toss this to break, he suddenly pops up, unzips the jacket that he's wearing, and he's wearing a Lock-It-In t-shirt, and everybody had been, I mean, I at no point did I think anything other than this guy is 100%, you know, like, dying on the air, and until he unzipped his shirt and revealed the Lock-It-In t-shirt, and I had been set up by Cousin Sal and Rachel Bonetta, who had come up with this prank, and not only come up with the prank themselves, but then enlisted all of the top executives at Fox to make it happen. So I it was 100 billion percent they got me.
Very, very good. What is the one bet on this game that you would say is the easiest money?
I just made two, and they're both prop bets, and I think they're going to cash 100%, and I'm going to get close to even money on them.
And make up all of your losses.
Yeah, well, some of the losses. Because you can't get down that much money usually on the prop bets. They won't let you get down that much. I think it's 100% certainty in my mind that they will mention the Bill Belichick age difference with Sean McVay, and I think they will mention the Tom Brady and Jared Goff age difference at some point during the broadcast. So both of those are around minus 220 on the odds. So I have bet both of those. And as a little bit of a spoiler, that's the picks that I'm giving out for prop purposes. And then for actual game purposes, I betted up, bought it up a little bit. But I like the Rams +3. I think, you know, they are the more talented team. And at some point in time, even though it's Brady and Belichick, I think the fact that the Patriots are just okay, in theory, would reveal itself. I thought we saw that a little bit in the second half against the Chiefs. Good team, not a great team. And I just feel like the Rams are the better team top to bottom.
Clay Travis with us. Coming up in a few minutes, Joe Gibbs will be with us.
Clay, the home loan expert, presents your segment each and every week. What can you tell us about Ryan Kelly and his team?
They're phenomenal. The Bill Belichick of mortgages, the Nick Saban of mortgages, it's Ryan Kelly. In the city of Nashville, you guys know as well as anybody who's been there how quickly and competitive it can be to get the right home. You need to make sure that you are pre-qualified as the spring buying season gets closer and closer. Multiple offers being placed on houses in the right neighborhood, in the right school district, all those things. It only takes 5 minutes to get pre-qualified if you go to thehomeloanexpert.com. That's thehomeloanexpert.com. 5 minutes gets you pre-qualified, and you'll be ready to buy the home of your dreams this spring, thanks to Ryan Kelly and The Home Loan Expert.